What should you do if you need help and a grown-up is not around? What should you do in an emergency if your parents can't be found? Three simple numbers you need to know, they're easy to recognize. They're 911, that's 911, they're easy to memorize.
Call 911, call and ask for help. Call 911, make the call yourself. Someone is waiting for your call, the problem you must state. If you really have an emergency, calling 911 is great.
The firefighters and police will help, they know just what to do. They protect the community, they're trained to rescue you. You need to learn your address and your telephone number too. The dispatcher answering your call will ask a question or two.
Call 911, call and ask for help. Call 911, make the call yourself. Someone is waiting for your call, the problem you must state. If you really have an emergency, calling 911 is great.
911.
Hi, my name is Allison Wright. I live at 312 Main Street. I need help because my brother fell off his bike and my parents aren't home.
Okay, Allison, I'll radio for help immediately. Help keep your brother calm. Someone will come to help you very soon.
Practice with your parents in case of emergency. Know how to dial the telephone. The police, they would agree that if you are prepared and a crisis should arise, you will respond more calmly than you might otherwise.
Call 911, call and ask for help. Call 911, make the call yourself. Someone is waiting for your call, the problem you must state. If you really have an emergency, calling 911 is great.
911 is only for important emergencies, not if you accidentally fall and scrape your little knees. Talk with the grown-up or your friends and soon you'll all agree that calling 911 should be safe for emergencies.
Call 911, call and ask for help. Call 911, make the call yourself. Someone is waiting for your call, the problem you must state. If you really have an emergency, calling 911 is great. If you really